listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Reports the near drowning of a man in Cervantes could be linked to alcohol. The man in his 30s was pulled from the water on Tuesday afternoon before being taken to hospital and later airlifted to Perth. He was deemed to be in a stable condition on Tuesday due to be released from hospital yesterday. Supermarkets have been put on notice following the delivery of the interim review of the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct. It means the Big Four could face fines into the billions if they fail to adhere to the revamped mandatory code. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it will go some of the way.
Some parts of it will, but again, that there is multifaceted approaches to this that's required. There's not one silver bullet. That is some of the bullets that need to be fired.
Midwest locals are able to set their sights on the skies this month as the region transforms into a stargazing hotspot. The beginning of April is one of the best times to stargaze as Earth reaches its closest point to the Milky Way. We have until tomorrow to observe the Milky Way in its peak time from Kahnema or Lakes Lookout with binoculars or a good telescope. Today is your last chance to have a say on the future of Geraldton's Youth Foreshore Precinct. The city's community survey closes at 9 o'clock this morning, with participants going in the draw to win a $100 buy local voucher. Head online to take part now. In sport, it was a big weekend at the Shark Bay Speedway Club's season opener. Jake Powell taking out the New Stars event, with Jacob Lathwell claiming first for the top stars. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.